content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Lyons District 31N newsletter for the month of December 2021. And right on the front page, auction items needed. The Midwinter Convention Planning Committee has asked for our help. They want good quality and attractive gift baskets for our silent auction. Feel free to be creative. Think of experiences or themed baskets. Ask yourself, what would I want to bid on at an auction for myself or as a gift? It would be wonderful to have a nice variety of bidding. Send any questions to Amy Swaim at cook4al@gmail.com or Harriet Walton at edmundsgroup@embarkmail.com. I'm going to spell that edmundsgroup@embarkmail.com. And here are some thoughts from our district governor. Fellow Lyons, the holiday season is upon us, and Marie, the boys, and I would like to take this opportunity to wish everyone in our district happy holidays from our family to yours. This month is a busy month for many when it comes to their personal lives, and it is easy to forget the needs of our communities during these times. Additionally, there are so many different groups asking for gifts, funds, etc. during these times because of the giving nature that this season brings. We need to remember a few things. Lyons are constantly helping our communities, and while the holidays are time when we try to do more, please try not to lose focus on sharing who we are, why we do what we do, and how people can be involved all year long. While this is a time of giving gifts to our family and friends, we have several different ways to give while helping others. I ask you to consider contributing to one of our causes in someone's name. Some of the recommended are Brighter Visions through one of the endowments, the Stickley, the Willard, or the Scruggs, LCIF, that will go towards a Melvin Jones Fellowship or Progressive, or the VIP Fishing Tournament. We are just about halfway through our year, and we are making tremendous strides in the right direction. Our membership is on track to end the year in net positive growth. We have added a new Leo Club to our district. Congratulations to the Irwin Lyons and the Triton High School Leos. And we continue to make strides in our community presence. It would be a great honor to me if every club finished with a contribution of any amount to Brighter Visions and LCIF. Knowing that every club is invested in the future of Lyons and the VIPs of North Carolina would be the most incredible honor and reward I could receive from clubs this year. We are blessed to be part of this great organization and to be able to make a difference in the lives of others. So let us do just that. Happy holidays and happy new year. Leading from our hearts, Lyon Robert, Lyon Marie, Nathan, Brennan, and Logan. District Governor, District 31N, New Bern Lyons Club. From the desk of our first Vice District Governor. Greetings all Lyons in 31N. I know we are past Thanksgiving, but I have a lot to be grateful for. Against all odds, I have accomplished so much in this period, thanks to you all. Personally, and as a Lyon, I have met so many new folks that have taught me so much and have had dear friends, both Lyon and not, give of themselves to help many Lyon causes, and they have genuinely impacted lives. I will say goodbye to this year, but I want to thank everyone out there. The folks that invited me to speak at their clubs, the Lyons on my committee who worked so hard, and you all know who you are. The folks that asked for our help, my home club and its members for supporting me, and the companies and businesses that donated equipment, training, or funding. All of you out there reading this has affected my life in some way. Thanks for everything you do for your community and for Lionism. You all truly deserve a wondrous and magical holiday season. God bless America, our military and first responders, and Lions all over the world. From First VDG, Mary McLeod. Eyewear company to provide colorblind veterans in Fayetteville with special glasses. A California eyewear company partnered with the Fayetteville Lions Club 31N to help colorblind veterans to see in full color the American flag they protect. On Thursday for Veterans Day, Enchroma said it will give colorblind veterans and active duty military personnel glasses that help correct colorblindness. The company said it also donated a set of glasses to the JFK Special Warfare Museum so that colorblind visitors can experience the exhibits in full color. Veterans and military service members who are colorblind cannot see the red stripes in the very flag they protect, said Eric Ritchie, CEO of Enchroma. We are proud to donate our glasses to the JFK Special Warfare Museum and to show our appreciation to veterans. According to Enchroma, about 1 of 12 men and 1 in 200 women are colorblind. The company estimated that about 1 million of the nearly 19 million veterans in America are colorblind. Colorblind people only see about 10% of the hues and shades that others see. Anyone who wants more information on the promotion should contact Mayra McLeod with the Fayetteville Community Lions Club at 931-252-8147. Here are notes from our second Vice District Governor. Greetings and Merry Christmas, fellow Lions. Wow, this year is flying by. If you had told me last year that I would be a second VDG, Vice Chair of my council, and that PDG Raheem Shamori would be elected as our council chair for 23-24, I would have told you that you were crazy. Those are some great highlights, but I am always interested in keeping moving the bar higher for our district. We have some great Lions that serve within our district and some that are pushing forward. I love that enthusiasm. We have a lot of work to do with our Brighter Visions and Camp Dogwood campaigns. We need to get behind Lion Gene Getz as he is working tirelessly for our camp. I would love to see him meet the governor's goal. So let's rally behind him for the last half of the year and get it done. If you want to know what it is all about, contact Lion Gene. He would be glad to come and speak at your club. With that being said, I would like to challenge everyone to do something that makes a difference in somebody's life. Donate, volunteer, recruit a new member, and develop a new activity or fundraiser for your club. Doing at least one of those things fits International President Douglas Alexander's theme of service from the heart. Enjoying the ride, 2nd VDG Carly and Lion Dawn Metz. Strides 21-22. Hi, everyone. I'm the Strides District Chairperson for the 2021-2022 year. I want to come to your meetings and speak with you concerning getting involved in a Strides event within our district. You can start your own, join with other Lions to do an event together, or with your community. Diabetes is an integral part of my life. On March 2, 2022, I will be a surviving diabetes patient of 40 years. We call this a diversary. I hope diabetes patients and their families can learn about diabetes and its risks from these events. Each club can choose how to use the money they raise. It has to be diabetes related. Research or help with medications, send children to camp, support local schools, etc. I would love to share our success in Kinston with our event. We've been able to help 4 Strides events. Hopefully, we've raised awareness in our area while raising over $70,000 towards scholarships, camp fees, and helping our school nurses to provide needed supplies for their students with diabetes. You can reach me at sharon@lionsindustries.org or at 252-523-1019 at work or my cell at 252 252- 1-800-560-6451. I look forward to hearing from you soon. We are making strides to see diabetes as a thing of the past, not the present. Please join us. And that's from Lion Sharon Exelberg, District 31N Strides Chair. And there's a quote at the bottom of this page. The only thing worse than being blind is having sight but no vision. And that's a quote from Helen Keller. It has come to our attention that Lions members have been receiving unwanted spam emails with Lions names in it. It is good practice to notice the email address along with the name. If the address does not match the email address you have on file, it is most likely an unwanted email. Please do not open it or click on any links. If you are unsure, call the individual or email them. Do not use the reply button. We hope this helps. Newsletter articles. You or your club could fill this space. There is no set number of pages necessary for our newsletter. The more, the better. The deadline for January's newsletter will be December 24th of 2021. Let other Lions and Lions clubs know of your activities and fundraisers. Did someone from your club receive an award? You may submit articles in an email or a Word document. Please include the author's name. If you submit photos, give the photographer credit. If you have questions, email me at district31n.news@gmail.com or give me a call at 919-464-3006. And that's from Lion Mike, your District 31N newsletter editor. VSP Voucher Program. Good day, fellow Lions. As many of you know, the matching funds program was sidelined in September of 2020. In the absence of matching funds, we have been blessed to work with the VSP Voucher Program. VSP is an insurance company that is providing VSP vouchers to Lions Club International. These VSP vouchers can be used at any participating VSP provider for an eye exam and/or glasses at no cost to the patient or your Lions Club. There are several requirements set by VSP to determine if a patient qualifies for the VSP voucher program. 1. The patient may not have received assistance from VSP in the past 12 months. 2. The patient is not eligible for a VSP voucher if already covered by government or private insurance, which covers the service needed. 3. Must meet 200% of the federal poverty level. VSP vouchers must be applied for and received before a patient goes to an eye doctor for service. This is just the opposite of the matching funds program. When you have a client that is requesting help, you will need to determine which voucher type best fits your patient's needs, as there are three different types of vouchers available. 1. The Sight for Students voucher covers exam and glasses for students age 19 and under. 2. The Materials Only voucher that covers just materials, frames, and lenses. The Materials Only voucher would typically be used when a patient has Medicare or if the patient was able to pay for the exam but could not afford the glasses. Medicare will typically cover an eye exam for medical reasons but will not cover glasses except one time after cataract surgery. Medicare will only cover an eye exam when there is a medical reason, such as diabetes, cataracts, dry eyes, glaucoma, and many other health-related issues which can affect the eye. The third type of voucher is the full coverage voucher, which covers exam and glasses for adults over the age of 19. The VSP vouchers are easy to apply for and are accepted by many VSP doctors across the state. VSP has a website so you or the patient can check and see what doctors accept the vouchers. The VSP website is www.vsp.com/i-doctor. Once you determine which type of VSP voucher best fits the needs of your client, you will then need to complete a VSP voucher information form. This form is now available on the North Carolina Lions website at nclionsinc.org vsp.org/program forms. Once the VSP information form is completed, return it to me at NCLI. We will then complete the voucher request, and if all qualifications are met, we will mail the voucher to the Lion whose contact information is included on the VSP voucher information form. That Lion would then either deliver the VSP voucher to the patient, or in some cases, Lions may prefer to take the VSP voucher to a doctor's office and get the office to call the patient and schedule the exam. We have found this helps to prevent the patient from losing the VSP voucher, which is non-replaceable once in the patient's hand. If you have any questions about the VSP voucher program, please give me a call or drop me an email. Thank you, and I look forward to serving our communities together. And that is from Brian Hoover, the North Carolina Lions, Inc. Mobile Screening Unit Coordinator, and he is at 800-662-7401, extension 241. You can also email him, Brian, spelled B-R-Y-A-N, at nclionsinc.org. And included in this newsletter is a delegate and alternate assignment form for the midwinter convention. A midwinter convention news application for registration for that convention. A club recognition ad form for the program at that convention. And on the last page, there is an ad for Lions Industries for the Blind, Independence Through Employment, providing quality products and services for over 40 years. Now offering Lions Club apparel from LIB Graphic Solutions, Lions Industries for the Blind Incorporated, out of Kinston, North Carolina. And on that page, there's some attractive rain jackets, polo shirts, fleece vests, and T-shirts, all with the Lions Club International logo. Oh, and there's a ball cap, too. If you'd like more information about those items, you can call 919-252-5050. And that is the last of the Lions District 31N newsletter for December 2021. We hope you have enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lion newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.